Let's go to the mall, shall we? I can imagine some of you listening to this program at the mall right now. It's a good place to walk and get some exercise in the morning. We've been looking at the changing role of the mall in American society. This morning we visit Stockton, a hardscrabble town in Northern California. After the recession, it became one of the largest American cities to file for bankruptcy. Crime went up, businesses closed, and Forbes magazine declared it one of the worst places to live in the country. But things are starting to turn around in Stockton. A new music scene is emerging from an unlikely place. Youth Radio's Raphael Johns has more.
I'm outside a strip mall in Stockton, California. It's got a big Asian grocery store, a pet shop, and a secondhand store called D-Thrift. There's about 50 kids my age, all in their late teens and early 20s, talking and smoking in front of an empty storefront. It used to be a cell phone shop, and before that, a place that sold diet pills. Tonight, it's the D-Thrift concert venue, with headliners Stockton's own Satan Riders. Now, this vacant retail space is one of the only places for young bands in Stockton to play, and it's raging. So how did this pretty normal-seeming strip mall come to be the hub of a blossoming indie scene? Well, it has pretty much everything to do with these two.
Frankie Soto. I play in a band called Surf Club, and I help book shows in Stockton.
Mom Nguyen. I'm owner-investor of a Normandy Village Shopping Center.
You don't often find 20-year-old Latino indie rock kids and 40-something Asian mall owners becoming fast friends. But that's exactly what happened here. Frankie Soto and Lam Nguyen's story starts at a music festival in neighboring San Francisco.
I went to the SF Pop Festival, and Frankie's band had just played, and they just totally blew me out of the water.
He was actually pretty drunk. Like, when he came up to me, and we had just played, like, our set, and then he came up, and he's like, "Dude, you guys are from Stockton?" We're like, "Yeah." And he's like, "I work there."
I told him I have a couple units that were empty.
He's like, "You know where D-Thrift is?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "I own that. Just come play in it."
And that if they needed a place to have shows, they can, you know, they definitely could play at some of the empty units.
Frankie was skeptical at first. But once he stepped inside the spot, he kind of fell in love with it.
It's like super intimate. I kind of like it. It's like perfect. It's exactly what we need.
For the past 2 years, the D-Thrift has become a place for young Stockton bands to play their first concert. And as word got out, touring acts that might have skipped over the town started to book their shows here. Lately, there's been about a show a month. Besides that, there isn't too much for young people to do in town.
I think that's kind of why, like, a lot of kids come out to our shows every time, because they're just, like, something to do.
And looking at the crowd, you do get the sense that it is for everyone. There's a $5 suggested donation at the entrance, but even if you're broke, you're still welcome. All night long, Frankie waves in curious people. In one way, it's like every mall you've ever driven by. But on closer inspection, as Lam Nguyen describes, there's something special about this place. And these concerts.
I mean, it is a boiling pot of Americans, white Americans, black Americans, Latinos, Cambodians, Vietnamese, all kinds of Middle Eastern, Indian as well.
There's a certain magic about the D-Thrift, especially when you compare it to a lot of Stockton. Kim Eng and Bob Guevara are the performers in tonight's opening act, Kismet Aura. Their families fled violence in Cambodia and Mexico, respectively, only to find more here in Stockton.
And it's all right here in the parks. It's not even like anything
honestly,
that's fake.
Really
it's, there's parks right here that you can find guns in, you know?
But the shows at D-Thrift are one of their favorite places in town.
Yes, yes. It's the only thing giving me hope right now, honestly. Where I hope it goes is the direction where we find a new community out here.
Keep some stability, keep them, support,
yeah,
of a
stable.
Community sense, because we never really had that.
Lam and Frankie's friendship has created a home for a new music scene.
No one throws shows like us, but no one really, like, I guess you can say, can just have access. I consider us, like, super lucky to, like, have Lam on our side.
And tonight, Lam's leaning on a back wall near Frankie, grinning and proud. and shouts over the music to me, "Can you feel this? This positive energy?" It's an energy that turned an empty storefront into something more. For NPR News, I'm Raphael Jones.